This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah. And I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And I encourage myself and you to fear no one but Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, states in the Holy Quran, all those who believe, fear Allah the way he should be feared, and do not die unless you are in the state of Islam. My brothers in Islam, as we come to the final end of the month of Ramadan, with only few days to go, few days in fasting, few days in the Qiyam, few days of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, few days of those beautiful days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us, I ask myself and you a question, and I really pose it to myself and you, what's next? What's after the month of Ramadan? We've spent beautiful times in the month of Ramadan, fasting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the day, being in a state of worship, and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night, being in a state of worship. We wake up for suhoor, worship. We pray fajr, worship. Fasting from fajr till maghrib, worship. Breaking our fast, worship. Taraweeh prayers, worship. Sleeping that night, preparing yourself to wake up the following day to prepare yourself for fasting, also worship. Being in a state of worship 24/7 in the month of Ramadan. Every single second in the month of Ramadan is counted to be worship. Every single moment of the month of Ramadan is considered to be worship. 24/7 in this blessed month, you are in a state of worship. After a few days and nights from now, that month is going to come to an end. The month of Ramadan will finish. The month of Ramadan will end. No more fasting during the day, except those who choose to do so. No more qiyam in the masajid and the centers and musallas, except those who choose so. No more beautiful gatherings as we have in the month of Ramadan, outside the month of Ramadan, except those who choose so. So are you prepared for what's after the month of Ramadan? Because what's coming after the month of Ramadan is very challenging. And unfortunately, we've been getting it wrong for a very long time. That's why we struggle after the month of Ramadan. We've been getting it wrong. Yes. We've been getting it wrong for a long time. And what we've been getting wrong is that we think because it's a month of Ramadan and it's that blessed month Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us, we become so perseverant in the month of Ramadan because it's a month of Ramadan, and we think, alhamdulillah, this is the month that you pull your socks up, and this is the month that you go hard, and this is the month that you do this and you do that. And you focus on the month of Ramadan, and you neglect what's after the month of Ramadan. You neglect what's after the month of Ramadan, thinking that, you know what, I don't need to put the time and effort that I've put in the month of Ramadan outside the month of Ramadan, when the reality is, you need to put more time and effort outside the month of Ramadan than the month of Ramadan. Because the month of Ramadan, you've got a lot of support. Outside the month of Ramadan, you don't have much support. In the month of Ramadan, there's so many elements that help you to be steadfast. First, it's the month of Ramadan. Just that concept, that thought, that it's the month of Ramadan helps you to be steadfast. It's the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala locks up the shayateen, so any distraction from the shayateen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved them away. Allah had opened the gates of the paradise to encourage you to be from the people of the paradise, so you could act and behave like the people of the paradise. Allah closes and shuts the gates of the hellfire, so you don't act like the people of the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He gives in the month of Ramadan doesn't give in another month. So you are so consolidated in the month of Ramadan, empowered in the month of Ramadan. You are fasting during the day where you look towards your right and left, and every other person that you know, every other Muslim is fasting, that also helps you. The masajid, mashallah, are full with the qiyam, that also helps you. So in the month of Ramadan, you have so much support. But outside the month of Ramadan, a lot of that support is gone. The shayateen are let loose. You're not fasting in the month of Ramadan anymore. Your friends, your mates, your family are no longer fasting in the month outside the month of Ramadan the way in the month of Ramadan. The challenges outside the month of Ramadan are by far a lot more than the challenges that you encounter and experience in the month of Ramadan. So the reality is, you need to be a lot more vigilant and mindful outside the month of Ramadan than the month of Ramadan. You need to be more determined outside the month of Ramadan than the month of Ramadan. You need to be more perseverant and steadfast outside the month of Ramadan than the month of Ramadan, because the month of the Ramadan, you've got so many advantages. In the month of Ramadan, so many advantages. But outside the month of Ramadan, you no longer have those advantages. That's why you need to maintain your guard. You need to maintain yourself and start preparing yourself for what's after the month of Ramadan. From the beginning of sunset, which ends the month of Ramadan and starts a new month, and that's going to be Tuesday night. Are you prepared for that moment where the sun sets, it ends the month of Ramadan, starts the month of Shawwal? What are you prepared for? That's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam initiated few worships after the month of Ramadan to maintain your guard, to maintain yourself. And one of them is that you fast the 6 days of Shawwal, which is the month that comes after the month of Ramadan, where he sallallahu alayhi wasallam encourages us to fast 6 days of the month of Shawwal. And he says alayhi salatu wasalam, anyone that fasts 6 days of the month of Shawwal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him the rewards of someone fasting the entire year. Just to encourage you. So you fast the month of Ramadan, 29 or 30 days, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always gives for each hasanah that you perform and each hasanah that you do, 10 hasanat. So 29 days or 30 days, and this month is going to be 30 days, times that by 10, that's 300. You fast an extra additional 6 days after that, that's 360, that's an entire year. But the purpose of Shawwal and fasting in the month of Shawwal, not only that you acquire the rewards of an entire year, for you to maintain that guard that we're talking about, for you to maintain yourself, to keep yourself on the right path, that the month of Ramadan had ended, but you know what? I will continue with the worships that I used to worship in the month of Ramadan after the month of Ramadan. That's why he sallallahu alayhi wasallam fasted 6 days in the month of Shawwal after the month of Ramadan, to maintain it, to stay steadfast, to stay perseverant. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam encourages that you fast 3 days of every month. One of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had recommended to me that I fast 3 days of every single month, which are known as the what days. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam recommended that you fast them on the 12th, 13th and 14th of each month. And that's where it's a full moon. What days? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu one day, and he says, Ya Abdullah, لا تكن مثل فلان كان يقوم الليل فترك قيام الليل. Oh Abdullah, don't you ever become like so and so person. This person used to pray the nights to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to wake up in the middle of the night while everyone else is asleep. He used to get up and pray to Allah azza wa jal and connect himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have that one-on-one relationship between him and Allah azza wa jal, and then he stopped it. He stopped. He disconnected. Oh Abdullah, don't you ever become like so and so person. They used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the nights. They used to perform qiyam. They used to get up for tahajjud, as we've been doing for the last few nights, if not from the beginning of the month of Ramadan. Then stopped. How does someone disconnect from that? After you've connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you've had that one-on-one contact between you and Allah azza wa jal, while everyone else is asleep, you're awake with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connecting to Allah azza wa jal. We've been doing that from the beginning of the month of Ramadan, in particular the last 10 nights. Qiyam, waking up every single day, half an hour, 2 or 3 hours before Fajr, praying for rak'at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then preparing ourselves for fasting by having the pre-dawn meal, suhoor. But now, to many of us, this is coming to an end. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't you ever become like that person. That ends that relationship between him and Allah azza wa jal. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen him for a special VIP relationship, he walks away from it, turns his back on it. Some of us, alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, they've been attending the jama'ah prayers, if not 5 times a day, 4 times a day. If not 4 times a day, 3 times a day. If not 3 times a day, at least 2 times a day. But now the month of Ramadan will end, and a lot of us end that jama'ah prayer. There's not a day that goes past in the month of Ramadan without us reading so many pages from the Quran. We became so connected to the book of Allah. Every day in the month of Ramadan, opening the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, opening the Quran, reading verses from the Quran, connecting ourselves to the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, unfortunately, to many of us, this is going to come to an end.
Some dreams to be up in Jannah. It pies person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah.